One of the biggest issues that a lot of people have in their mind is property rights and nationalizations and, of course, the claims. Of course, from the United States, we hear that there was this arbitrary mass confiscation by the communists in the 1960s. But I would, for any of you interested, I would direct you to read a very interesting article written by a mainstream U.S. lawyer. I think he worked in the Reagan administration, Tim Ashby. It's an article in the Inter-American Journal of Law, and he talks about the history of the property claims. And what you will find is that every other capitalist in the world made their peace with the Cuban government. The Cuban government offered compensation, that Fidel Castro understood the international legal need for prompt and fair compensation. And the Canadians and the British and the French and the Spaniards and the Swiss sat down with the Cubans when they had interests here, and they negotiated something and they were compensated. The Americans did not sit down at the table. They refused to do so. So this history of Cuba aggressively taking over foreign interests, I think, is a bit of a myth if you look at the history. And even in a more recent case, in the 1990s, Cuba decided to privatize a significant percentage of its state telecommunication monopoly, ATEXA, 27%. They sold it to foreign interests. And then in 2011, if I'm not mistaken, they decided that for national strategic reasons, they wanted to renationalize that 27% that at the time was in the hands of Telecom Italia. Well, Telecom Italia and the Cubans sat down, they brought in an objective international appraiser, they gave a market value to that 27%, and Cuba paid Telecom Italia. So here's another example, which again brushes away this myth that the Cubans are over-eager to arbitrarily confiscate and nationalize foreign interests. In terms of intellectual property, just very briefly, Cuba has signed all of the basic international agreements, and so foreign investors and foreign interests can safely secure their patents, their trademarks, and their copyrights, and there's a process, very, very clearly set out process to do so with Cuban law firms, and in fact, companies around the world, including Americans, are right now aggressively in the process of protecting their trademarks. Dispute resolution mechanisms. They're in contracts, when you negotiate something with the Cubans, it is possible to have, as the forum for dispute resolution, for instance, the International Commercial Arbitration Court in Paris, but also another option is the arbitration court in Cuba. And a fact that is not known by a lot of people, and I actually urge my Cuban colleagues to divulge this more, is a very, very large and possibly a majority of the cases of commercial arbitration heard in Cuba, where it's a dispute between the Cuban government and foreign company, the foreign company wins, which again is an example that their dispute resolution mechanism in the country is fair. And I have sat in on these processes, and the Cuban commercial arbitration court panel is very fair, is very sophisticated, and well prepared. Finally, Helms-Burton. Of course, we have I'll say this, I'm a Canadian, a U.S. president, and all the adults have left the room, and after 25 years of every U.S. president suspending Title III, we have a U.S. president who's implementing it. It's obviously going to have an impact on investment. It's going to try to scare people away. Luckily, Canada, the U.K., European Union, we have blocking legislation. I think we're going to see in the next couple months what happens in these emerging legal cases. I would strongly urge all of you as UK business people to go to your government and make sure that they use the, I think it's called the Protection of Trade Interests Act, to protect your interests, because this goes beyond Cuba in my mind. If the United States government starts to extraterritorially project their law with regards to Cuba, what's next? And so I think all non-American business people need to take a stand now with this implementation of Title III.